Welcome to the Nonstop Kids Entertainment Podcast, brought to you by Nonstop Kids Entertainment, the home of the hassle-free party package. If you'd like to book a party with Nonstop Kids Entertainment, just visit www.nonstopkids.co.uk.
Hi there, guys, and welcome to the Nonstop Kids Podcast. My name's Craig.
And I'm Patrick.
And welcome to episode 2. For those of you that don't know, the Nonstop Kids Podcast is brought to you by Nonstop Kids Entertainment, the UK's largest, biggest, and best children's entertainers in the UK. We do over 5,000 parties, and we're pretty good, aren't we, Patrick?
We are above average.
We're definitely above average, or at least all of our clients think so. And this is the podcast brought to you by Nonstop Kids. Basically, we do one of two things. One week, we bring deals for you, things that you can do to save money and that sort of stuff. But we're not doing that this week. This week, we are entertaining. We're not entertaining, are we, Patrick? I'm going mad.
We are not entertaining.
No, we're not entertaining, but we are interviewing one of the top entertainers in Nonstop Kids.
Yeah, he's cool, he's tall, and it's Richard, who we will be
introducing in a second. And the office staff at Nonstop Kids love Richard. I mean, what do you call him? The Big U?
Yeah, he's an absolute legend. He's a hero, we like to
call him. So. He is a hero. So, guys, let's see if we can get Richard in on this podcast and hear his thoughts about entertaining. Right then, so introducing Richard Unsworth. We are super excited to have you. Richard, say hello to everybody.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Wonderful. So, Rich, you have been a part of Nonstop Kids now for how long? About a year?
Yes, I have, yes.
About a year. So, we're going to drill you right now. We're going to grill you. We're going to give you some questions.
Sounds good.
No problem. So, the first question I've got for you is how long have you been a kids entertainer? Well, how long have you been an entertainer? Because you're quite unique. Some entertainers in Nonstop Kids and some children's entertainers around the UK, they just do kids magic. But you do, you also are a very accomplished magician. You do close-up magic as well.
I do, yeah.
So where did this all come from? What did you learn to do first? Was it kids? Was it, you know, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, I started really doing close-up magic really for adults.
Okay.
And I started doing, I did weddings, I did birthday parties, and then I really wanted to get onto the kids' entertainment scene because, one, I love magic, two, I love kids. I'm saying that, but it's nice to give them back at the end of the party.
You don't mind having them for a couple of hours when you're the star of the show.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, I love entertaining, and to be honest, I never really wanted a real job. So I just thought, yeah, why don't I also be a kids entertainer as well as entertaining all the adults?
And that's a key thing, I think. I've seen you perform. I've seen your show. It's exceptional. But one of the things that I've noticed is because your background is performing to adults and doing close-up magic and stuff like that, when you do a show, although you're aiming it at the children, although the children absolutely love it, you can see all of the adults in the room are engaged with what you're doing as well, aren't they?
Oh, they are, because you've got, obviously, you've got the gags, the jokes, what sort of, some of them go over the kids' heads, and you're always, it's nice to hear the adults in the background sort of giggling or going, oh, yeah, that was great. And even sometimes the best part is when all the applause has died down and you've still got an adult at the back going, yeah, that was great. And then you look at him and go, I'm glad everybody's enjoying it. And that is the best part because, you know, it's a great time of the year for your child's party, and it's nice that everybody's involved.
So would you say it's as important then to please the parent as it is to please
the child? Of course,
child?
Yeah. Because
they're the ones at the end of the day that are spending the money.
Yeah, they're paying for their day, and you know, it's nice that you're going to obviously include the children, you're including everybody, but it's nice to include the adults because it's nothing worse than you trying to entertain, say, 20, 30 children, and you've got 20 or 30 adults at the back. All they're doing is chit-chatting on Facebook, whatever. And obviously, you know, it's nice that everybody, and I try and include everybody into the show. And I will even, include the adult into some of the dances.
Okay.
I'm sure if they love that,
oh, they love it. Yeah.
You know. But also, likewise, I know there's some parents that are probably sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, I just want the kids to be taken to one side and left alone. You have the experience to know that if the parents don't want to get involved, you can just literally focus on the kids, can't you? I mean, and I've seen you do that before, which is really cool. So when did you get into magic? Was it like one of these things where you brought, the cliched magician thing? I had a Paul Daniels magic set bought for me when I was 6 years old, and what happened is I learned how to do a magic trick, and then I wanted to be a magician my whole life and all that stuff, or not.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Pretty much, okay, right, yeah. the classic thing.
Yeah, and that's it, because I do a lot of workshops for schools as well, and actually I've got three schools, what I do in Stoke-on-Trent, and I've actually done them for 5 years, where they invite me along, and they have a magic workshop project. So it's nice to talk, and I show them a show, I teach them, we do questions and answers, and then I teach them how to do a trick. And it's nice that, because they're asked questions, and they go, well, who inspired you in magic? How did you get into magic? And, you know, and I get a lot of questions on, oh, have you met Dynamo? But apart from that, it's good fun.
So, obviously, being a magician, do you have, like, a favourite trick, one that you like to do?
I have lots of favourite tricks.
What's your favourite trick to do to kids?
My favourite trick to kids is what I call balloon bang. It's a brilliant trick.
And what's that, then?
So, messing around with the kids, they all like balloons, so I blow a balloon up, I've got a volunteer, I say, hold the balloon, don't let it go, and they let it go, and it flies around the room. We do this a couple of times, and then I tell them I can make a world record attempt of making any animal out of one balloon, and they can come up with anything. And the classic line is, whatever they say, they could say an octopus, and I say, this is an octopus, and it went to a party, fancy dress party. So we get a lot of laughs, and the adults are laughing. I burst a balloon, and I make him magically appear into their favourite colour.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is.
You know what? I think that's the important thing with kids. When you're performing for kids, it's got to be visual. It's got to be something that they can look at and go, wow. But at the same time, you want to kind of have that hook. So, you know, kids love colouring in. Kids love colours. Kids love pirates, stuff like that. And I think that when you're trying to do magic that goes, you know, sometimes over their head, it doesn't work. I think you've got to make sure that you're appealing to the stuff that they're interested in. And that's a perfect example.
Cool. Okay, so obviously being a kids entertainer for such a long time, have you ever had any like difficult moments that you've had to overcome? Anything that's been?
What's been your most embarrassing moment at a party?
That's what we want to hear.
That's the
how have you embarrassed yourself?
I think the classic, I suppose, when the trick goes wrong, or you're halfway through a trick and you realise you haven't done the secret part, and realise, how are you going to get out of this? And the classic is, you've got a kid up on stage and you basically blame the child for messing a trick up and you move on.
But you know, some parents are sitting there going, oh, he doesn't do that, that's disgusting. But it's done in such a way, you know, the whole thing about kids' entertainment, it's not about the magic. The magic is a vehicle to allow you to entertain the children. It's all about the entertainment, isn't it? Yeah. And when you're standing there going, it's your fault, come on, you've been messing me around, it's completely your fault, it's kind of like this whole pantomime, oh, yes, it is, oh, no, it's not thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, yeah, I mean, you know what? What do you do? When let's talk about performing for adults and doing close-up magic and card tricks and stuff like that. When you're doing a trick and it goes wrong and there's literally nothing you can do about this, what do you do?
Just go and do another one.
Because, you know, I've seen magicians and they try and pretend it's real, and it's like, I have real magic powers that were passed down to me by a shaman from the 1800s who imbued me with magical abilities that allow me to find a chosen playing card. And it's just really rubbish. And I hate the magicians that actually try and pretend that they've got real magic powers. It's kind of like, yes, ooh, let me fill you with my oodoo voodoo. It's just rubbish.
Euphemism?
I think so. I prefer it when a magician, and I've performed with you, I've seen you do this, you're just kind of very chilled about the whole thing, isn't it? It's like, these are tricks, they're not real, you know.
Yeah, I didn't go to Hogwarts and all that, you know. And I think And if anybody's wants to get into magic and they learn a trick and whatever, don't worry about it if it goes wrong. Because at the end of the day, we all know it's there to entertain. The blame the guy for picking the wrong card, or it's my fault I picked you. Don't let it bother you. Just chuck it away, put it in your pocket, get something else out. But then if you're going to do something, what's gone wrong, then you put something out, get something better, wow them away. Finish with either something really think, wow, how did you do that? And then just walk away and go to the next table and compose yourself and just carry on.
So you need to obviously be self-aware. You don't want to just sort of skirt over it and pretend it didn't happen. You want to make a deal of it, so that at least they know that you're...
Make a joke of it.
Of course. Brilliant.
Because if you let that bother you, that one trick, that will throw you out for the rest of the night. And then the one thing that you're going to get is that, well, that magician messed up that trick up on that table and nothing went wrong. And nothing will go right after that if you let it bother you.
Brilliant. So, to sort of end it off, the interview with you, do you have any advice for parents out there when they're organising a party?
Yeah, book Non-Stop Kids.
We did not pay him to say that.
No, we didn't. Okay. But in all seriousness, that's a really good point, because a lot of parents do try and think, oh, I don't need an entity. I can do this myself with 30 kids in a room, and it's a lot more difficult than you think.
It's a big mistake, because we've obviously all the entertainers, especially for Non-Stop Kids or any other entertainment agency out there, we do this for a job. And you've got to look at it like this. If you're wanting a new bathroom in, you're not going to go on YouTube and go, oh, that's how you fit a bathroom. You're going to get someone professional to do it.
Exactly,
and it's like anything else. You want the best party, get a professional in. Because it's really easy to say, oh, well, it's going to cost me a couple hundred pounds to get a decent entertainer in. I could have spent that on something else. But then if the kids see fear from any entertainer or anybody who's going to try and think, well, I can get up, I can do this, I can do that, they will destroy you.
Yeah.
Well, that is absolutely brilliant, Rich. Thank you for coming on. We're going to finish the podcast with everybody's favourite part, which is the joke of the week.
And you're going to join in?
Am I?
Oh, yes, you are.
It is, the Non-Stop Kids joke of the week.
So, joke of the week. Who wants to go first?
I went first last week, so why don't we go with you first?
Then Rich, then you?
Yeah.
Okay, so me first. Here is my joke of the week. Prepare to laugh your socks off, Rich.
Okay.
Here you go. What was Piglet doing with his head down the toilet?
I don't know.
Looking for poo.
Yeah!
Looking for poo! Because it's a toilet with poo and it's Winnie the Pooh.
That really was the worst joke I've ever heard. So, hopefully we'll move on to Rich and we have a better joke than that, because that was...
I doubt it, but we will try.
Go on, Rich.
How do you make a tissue dance?
How do you make a tissue dance?
I don't know.
Put a little bogey in it.
Again, that was awful. Could be worse.
Actually, also very similar in a way.
Yeah,
two similar jokes.
Two very dad-like jokes. Mm. My joke, obviously last week we spoke about the possibility of loose women talking about one of the deals that we were going for because of sexism.
Yes.
So, a disclaimer, this could be another one that would enter onto loose women. So,
just so you know, the opinions of Patrick Granger do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Non-Stop Kids Entertainment Limited.
Right, so the joke for you, is Google male or female?
I don't know, but I don't like where this is going to go.
Female, because it doesn't let you finish a sentence before making a suggestion.
My God! My wife listens to this! Oh my gosh!
Unfortunately, that joke is our target audience is predominantly moms, so...
you've just upset... all of our customers. And once again, the views of Patrick Granger do not necessarily reflect the views of Nonstop Kids Entertainment Limited, even though he is the marketing and sales executive. But, you know, whatever. That's good. That was good. I think you won that one. I think that was really funny. That was really good. So next week, we're back with another deal show, aren't we?
We are. We're going to have lots more deals for you, many more grapes-based deals and pastry-based deals.
If you are sitting there thinking, I need to work out a way of saving money, I've got 47 children, well, then this is going to be the show for you, because we're going to bring that up. But guys, don't forget, if you do want Nonstop Kids Entertainment at your party, all you have to do is go to www.nonstopkids.co.uk, fill in an inquiry form, or call one of us in the office at 0333 301 3002, and you might even get through to Mr. Smooth himself, Josh.
He is very smooth, like a baby's bottom.
He really is. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and share it around on social media. We'd love you to do that. You can subscribe to it by Apple Podcast, and you can also go onto Audio Boom. But once again, Rich, thank you very much for joining us on the podcast.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it. And you might see Rich at one of your parties in the near future. My name's Craig.
My name's Patrick.
And we'll see you again next week.